Actor John Turturro is probably no one's idea of a matinee idol, not with that long face and hangdog appearance. But he went ahead and cast himself as the title character in his new movie, Fading Gigolo. And he cast Woody Allen as his pimp. Critic Bob Mondello says it's easy to imagine ways this concept might go wrong, but it doesn't.
An Upper West Side bookstore has a going-out-of-business sign in its window, and a head clerk, Fioravante, who is packing up the shelves as his boss, Murray, fills the empty store with chatter.
I was at my dermatologist today. She was with her girlfriend, and they came to the conclusion that they both wanted to have a menage.
This came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And she asked me, do I know anybody? I said, yeah, but it'll cost you $1,000. I was thinking of you.
Me.
This is a gag premise, maybe even one that makes you gag a little, but credit the script with understanding that.
I am not a beautiful man.
Is Mick Jagger a beautiful man? You're an experienced lover. Why shouldn't you get paid for it?
Of course, I saw myself getting a small fee.
Fioravante resists at first, but without a job, he'll need the money, and so will Murray with the bookstore closing. So when the take-charge-but-nervous dermatologist reaffirms her interest...
I should try your guy out first.
Fioravante decides what the hell.
You do this often?
No, I mean...
So this is kind of a part-time thing?
You could say that.
Oh, she tipped you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, waitresses pool their tips and they split them.
If you're thinking male fantasy on steroids, you're not wrong. But John Turturro, who wrote and directed Fading Gigolo in addition to starring in it, has conceived the promised ménage à trois as a kind of delirious anti-climax, one he builds to with more nuanced stories about Murray's domestic situation with an African-American mom and four kids, about a Jewish neighborhood watch group that works with Brooklyn police and rabbinical courts, and about a Hasidic widow who brings all these threads together and becomes the innocent heart of Fading Gigolo when Murray introduces her to Fioravante not for sex, but because widowhood has pulled her so utterly away from the world. Woody Allen reportedly had a hand in helping Turturro refine the script, and together they've succeeded in keeping the mood light, even as the filmmaker is gently tugging the plot in other directions to look at loneliness and longing and heartbreak. Things that, if you think about it, are just what you'd expect to find in a film about a gigolo, though perhaps not a film with as much charm and sweetness as Fading Gigolo. I'm Bob Mondello.